We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Woo, woo, woo. So, John, we've been saving this one for you.
Okay.
There's this day in history like we do in the dump.
Yeah.
Today in 2004, Mean Girls was released.
Very underrated movie.
Love Mean Girls, as I know you do as well.
Stop trying to make Fetch happen.
Em, what do you have for us?
So I have a little trivia for you and John. I want to see who knows Mean Girls the best.
All right, so is it Name Is Your Buzzer or Multiple Choice? How's it work?
Let's do Name Is Your Buzzer.
Okay.
You're going to win this one. Like, if it were West Wing, I can hang.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Okay, okay. This will be good.
I'm going to start out pretty easy, okay?
Okay.
All right, what is the answer to the final math problem with the Mathlete competition?
John.
Okay.
The answer doesn't exist.
That is... Travis? It's close.
It's like zero. The answer doesn't
exist. It's approaching it zero or something like that.
The limit does not exist.
The limit
does not exist.
Because
it's with limits.
Come on.
It's calculus, John.
Yes.
I'm giving
okay,
it
fine. I'll give
I am too.
Yeah,
I am too. I am too.
All right.
Yeah, he gets
Jeez,
it.
Jeez, Emily.
Yeah, she's a stickler.
I don't do game of games.
Yeah. All right. We got Mace coming in here, too. He'll participate. All right. What three former SNL cast members?
Travis.
Okay. Travis.
Tim Meadows, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler.
Wow.
Oh, there's four.
Rachel Dratch is in there someplace, too,
she's
isn't
not.
She? So who's the fourth one?
It's Anna Gasteyer.
Oh,
okay.
So
I think Travis gets that.
Yeah. Yes, sorry. I didn't even look these up. These are just off the top of my noggin. So
did you not have instead of Gasteyer?
I had Anna Gasteyer. I forgot about Amy being the mom of
She was great.
She's terrific.
All right, Mace, we're doing Mean Girls trivia. So if you have it, name
are you a fan, Mace?
I am a huge fan of Mean Girls. Didn't everybody love Mean Girls?
I certainly did.
Classic.
All right. Who said this line? It's like I have ESPN or something.
Travis? Amanda Seyfried's character.
Oh, I can't remember
the name. Do we have the name
either
of the character?
I would give this to you.
You got Amanda Seyfried.
I'll give it to you. It's Karen.
Karen. Yeah. Karen is her name?
I could have had 100 guesses.
Yeah, I would have never guessed Karen.
But I know Amanda Seyfried.
All right, another one. What does the gym teacher say will happen to you if you have sex?
Travis.
All right, Travis.
You'll die.
Yes, that is one of the steps.
Yeah.
Right, can anyone get another of the steps?
I don't. You'll get some disease.
A disease.
You'll
says,
have a good
don't
time.
Don't have sex. You'll get pregnant and die.
Yeah,
do I get that one?
Wow. Yeah.
I'll get
how about a half?
Half a point.
I got two and a half.
Yeah,
I got two and a half.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Who says this line? I can't go to Taco Bell. I'm on an all-carb diet.
Travis.
Okay. Travis? Or no, Mace?
I'm going to say it's Regina George.
It is Regina George. She's saying it to Karen. All right, let's do... Okay, what is the names of the three plastics...
Ireland.
Full name.
Oh, full name.
And Lindsay Lohan's character. Full names.
Lindsay Lohan is Katie Heron.
Correct.
Yep.
There's Gretchen Wieners.
Correct.
There's Regina George.
Yeah.
And I don't know Karen's last name.
Smith. I'll give you that one.
Is
that
it really?
Hard. That one's really
her,
hard.
Her character is Karen
Would
Smith.
Would you have gotten Karen had it not been tipped earlier?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
no.
I don't think so.
No.
I wouldn't have gotten Gretchen Wieners. Good job. Yeah.
Another question about the plastics. What did Gretchen Wieners' father invent?
Ireland.
Yes.
Toaster strudel.
Yes.
Oh,
my father, the inventor of toaster strudel.
That's hilarious.
Two and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's another one. Who said this line? That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets.
Ireland.
Okay.
Janice Ian.
She's in that scene and does not Janice.
Travis.
Oh, it's the guy. It's the guy. The guy.
The guy in the purple suit.
It's the guy with
some part
with
of
her.
His name. So,
okay.
I'll give him first or last name of the actor, first or last name of the character.
I think I might know the actor's name.
Do you?
Just his first name.
Maybe. I don't even know the actor's name.
Oh. Paul?
I don't know. It's not Paul Rudd.
No, it's not Paul Rudd, but I thought, anyway.
It wasn't his name.
And that's
Damon,
not even close.
Damon or Damien?
Damien.
Yeah.
Damien says it.
Right.
All right. Do you guys want another one?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. What university do Katie's parents teach at?
That's tough.
Think about where this takes place.
Right.
Travis? The University of Chicago.
No. The other big school in Chicago.
Northwestern?
Yes.
No, yeah. Northwestern.
And, okay. I can do, I'll do one more.
Okay. Right.
What did Katie go as?
Travis.
Mason. To the Halloween party. I will
Mason.
You have to be
Mason.
Very specific.
Mason. Okay.
The Bride okay. of Dracula.
No. I'm asking you to be very specific because
Ireland.
She clarifies in the movie. Go ahead.
The Bride of Frankenstein.
That is close.
Mace.
The Bride of Satan. Okay.
So she goes and she says, Aaron says, what are you? She's, he goes, are you a zombie bride? And she goes, ex-wife. So that's the line from the movie. So she is a zombie
ex-wife. Wow, that was a really tough one.
I don't know
one.
If I would
really
I'm sorry.
Tough
one. Did you like, good job, guys.
Did you guys see the musical version of it?
I did not.
It's pretty good. I actually really liked
it's
it.
It's good because there's good musical numbers or it's just
there's
good?
There's some good musical numbers. And the girl that plays Regina George is...
Renee Rapp,
and she's awesome.
She hosted SNL.
Yeah,
she performed at Coachella this past weekend with scissors on
did
stage.
She really? Yeah, she's really
she's
good.
She's right
out of
the L word.
Yeah, nice.
So what did we get wrong today, Ireland?
I don't know if I've ever disagreed with you more than just
with me,
to you, with you specifically.
Oh, I can't wait.
So you set up, go over your plans A, B, and C quickly. What's plan A?
Plan A, run it back.
Just bring everybody back.
That's not happening.
Not everybody.
Darvin Ham won't be there. Or probably
okay, here's
Darvin
Ham.
Similar roster.
Yeah. Similar roster.
What's
new
plan
coach.
B?
Plan B, boom, blow it up.
Okay.
Yeah,
right?
That's
that's a Bergman plan.
Tick, tick, boom.
The Bergman plan.
Yeah. What's C?
Plan C is run it back with AD and LeBron and go get another third star, trade those draft picks.
Right.
Bronny James,
right.
The whole
ding, ding, ding.
The
that's
thing.
The right answer.
No, wait a minute. That's the one draft that you hate.
That's
right?
The one that
right.
I hate.
That's the one that,
only,
that I think they're going to do.
And okay, not only do I think they're going to do it, but I don't understand why you hate it.
Because it extends the thing that is not good enough.
What are you talking about?
It extends the LeBron AD in the Western Conference as currently constructed. There is not a player that I can identify. Maybe you can give me a specific name.
Sure.
That is going to be added to this group that all of a sudden is like, okay, you're as good as Denver, Minnesota, OKC, and the other teams
couple
in the
things
West
about
are getting
that.
Better.
The reason you can't identify him is we don't know who it is yet. Look at Boston. Brad Stevens just won Executive of the Year today.
Mm-hmm.
They went out and added Drew Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. At the time, nobody knew those guys were going to become available. Somebody out there that's in the Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis mold
could become available.
Is going to become available. I'll give you, just talking off the top of my head, GMs in the league and people that use the trade machine
sure.
are all talking about the fact that Oklahoma City's not going to be able to pay everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're a team, they're the number one seed in the West. But everybody is coming up. All right.
Couple years, yeah.
Yeah, so that means they'll pay Shea for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's not going anywhere. But that means they're going to have to make a decision. Lou Dort, Josh Giddey, Jalen Williams, they can't pay all of them. All three of those guys are all-star caliber players. They all of a sudden become available. All right? Phoenix is going to – they have to do something.
Yeah, of course.
They have to blow it up. Golden State's not just going to stand pat.
Right.
So now start looking at everybody on Phoenix's roster, everybody on Golden State's roster, everybody on Oklahoma City's roster. So using Plan C, which is the one I would prefer and the one you hate,
mm-hmm.
okay, number one, I don't understand what you're talking about with your hesitancy to trade these draft picks. The biggest argument I've ever gotten in with Sedano on anything was right when he first got here. Sedano is convinced that NBA GMs are smart and they know what they're doing. And I can tell you, because I know a bunch of them, that they will tell you that they don't know necessarily what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this year's draft, Slee. Lakers drafted Jalen Hood-Schifino. May one day turn out to be a really good
passed
player.
On Jaime Hawkins.
Okay, yep. The next three picks after Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Are all contributing.
Yeah.
Jaime Jaquez, Brandon Pajemski, Cam Whitmore.
Mm-hmm.
All probably all rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean Rob doesn't know what he's doing? No. It means that he got unlucky. Trav, look at any draft, okay? The first five picks are where you get your stars.
Yes. Yep.
You get past that.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Trade them.
Okay.
Les Snead, F them picks. And every time, look, that's what Brad Stevens did to go out and get Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday.
I think
Holiday.
We're actually closer with that specific example of the draft picks. I'm not saying you're using them to draft your next big thing. I'm saying that the LeBron James experience, however you want to characterize it, the LeBron run here in L.A. is over.
Why?
Because he's just not quite where it needs to be right now.
So question. Did they lose the series because of LeBron?
Absolutely.
Did they
not.
Lose it because of AD?
No.
I heard you talking about the shoulder thing. No. But here's the thing.
AD in the fourth quarter of a lot of these games was not them,
then it's the supporting cast. And the supporting cast is replaceable with a different combination of talent.
But they didn't lose the series because of that, but they also didn't win the series because of that. My point is that they're kind of stuck in that middle ground. They're not a bad team. But they're a ways away from the better teams. They feel like they're in that next group of teams that are Phoenix, that is Golden State, I think Sacramento could probably even throw into that group
right.
at this point.
But I guess my problem with your whole take on this, both of you guys, is LeBron and AD make the Lakers competitive yep. and entertaining.
I agree.
Those are the two things that every team is looking for.
Yep.
You want to be competitive
yep.
and entertaining.
Yep.
If you fall short in one of those areas, you've got a problem. This team is competitive and entertaining. They're probably going to change the coach. So that hopefully will improve things. And they're probably going to go to plan C. Your plan C, where they bring in somebody, and we don't know who it is
yet. If it's the right player.
Let's bring in KD.
My goodness.
Oh, that's team drama right there.
If it's the right player, I'm not against that.
Yeah.
It's got to be the right players.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
I am. I think you need to. And by the way, I'd bring LeBron back. I want him back next year. He's wildly important to exactly what you just said.
Right.
Competitiveness and interesting.
Yeah.
Both of those
and
things.
Still right. really good.
And still
but you wouldn't give him an extension.
I might do one more. I might do
You wouldn't give him.
This is where
okay.
I think it's going to land.
Deal.
I don't know anything. I think the two-year deal is coming.
I'm okay. Okay.
I think it's one plus a player option because that's what LeBron likes. He likes to have leverage. So one plus one makes a lot of sense to him. He's done one-year deals for a long part of his career. Now, the last year he did with the deal with the Lakers, I think it was two or three, and he did a four before that. But I think one plus one makes sense for all the reasons. But where you and I just go separate down the tracks is your, for whatever reason, obsession with keeping these
draft picks. It's the obsession of being able to make different choices sooner than later. Because if the draft picks go out, John, now you're kind of locked into whatever I have coming back in.
Right.
But you don't know how the draft picks are going to be. You don't know what the talent's going to be like when they take them.
Don't you want to wait and see what that is?
What do you mean?
You say that I'm locked in, whatever it is. You don't even want to explore it. You want to keep the picks and tell LeBron to go pound sand.
John, here are the facts of what's happened with LeBron James and AD over the last four seasons. They've finished in the play-in or not. They've been one of the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th best teams.
Right.
They have not been. Last year, they got the perfect break in the draw that allowed them to get to the Western Conference Finals. They get swept. They're not as good as the teams at the top.
I don't think you're
and with the two best guys,
but
I just don't think you're getting any closer.
But to Mason's point, you're misappropriating the blame. It's not LeBron and AD that have caused.
It's
the
all the other stuff. I mean, so use the stuff you got to get somebody
else.
What's
the point? Why would you do both? Why would you keep LeBron and Anthony Davis and then keep all the picks? Isn't that counterintuitive?
Yeah, that's.
Isn't it? If I'm going to have LeBron and Anthony
I'm
Davis,
waiting for
aren't I using the picks as best as I can?
Look what the Celtics did with Brown and Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of everybody except Brown and Tatum, and all of a sudden, here comes Derek White. All right,
four
draft picks. Here comes Porzingis. Draft picks involved again. Here comes Drew Holiday.
They better cash it in.
And now they have the best record in the NBA, and they're the favorite to win the title. They might not win it, but what you're suggesting is this path of, no, we don't need LeBron. We need draft picks.
John, I never ever
You are
said,
kind of splitting the difference all of a sudden. You're saying.
I am splitting the difference.
You would give LeBron a one-on-one.
I do want LeBron back. I do want
AD
back.
Then you
got to
use those picks then to improve the
you
roster.
You got to use those picks,
I think
man.
You're going to go from seventh to sixth.
And
you're just you're not getting any better.
It's a 47-win team. I mean, it was a pretty good team.
But, Steve, They've been in the same spot for so long. They've changed out all the other guys so many different times since they won that title.
Get it right. They've this is the LeBron.
You're asking the same
guys. This is the LeBron
guys,
model. He's done it everywhere he's gone. Get a different supporting
You're
cast.
You're asking the same people that keep changing it to change it again and to get it right this time.
He got it right once. He got it right last year at the trade deadline.
Five
he got
years
it right.
ago, they got it right.
Right.
5 years ago, they got it right. They've changed the supporting cast to one degree or another ever since then. They've changed the coach three times.
More than that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The same group that you're asking to get it right this time.
But you
time,
can't do anything about that. You can't trade the owner.
I understand that. I understand. Yeah. What I'm telling you is this feels like this right. And I want LeBron here for a year for sure, two if you can get it done. But signing up for more of that beyond
but wait a minute.
Signing up for more of what? What's your problem with the product? It's a competitive. It's entertaining.
It's fine.
They ran into the Nuggets.
Right, and you want LeBron to stay, and then you want to keep the draft picks? That To me, that's the part that doesn't make any sense.
Think about don't draft Bronny. Next year, the Lakers have the 17th and the 55th pick. The chances of the 55th pick ever playing in the NBA are like 1%.
We talked about this before. I'm okay with drafting him. I just think that what comes along with it, we all know what that means.
It'll be a distraction.
It'll be a circus.
It'll be circus.
And it'll be a fun circus.
We do circus better than anyone.
I understand.
Yeah, Morales was talking about, you want more of the carnival. I'm like, yeah, hell yes, I want more of the carnival. Bring it on. Carnivals are fun.
Trav, I want you to start thinking this way.
Okay.
What your goal is competitive and entertaining. Anything that moves you away from
Wait a minute, you didn't
that.
Use the word championship,
right.
though.
Well, I mean, but competitive means you're competing for a championship. Only
okay.
One
do, they, team... do they feel like they're close to a championship to you? Because they don't to me.
I think they would have beaten, and people are going to call me crazy, I think they would have beaten any team but Denver in the first
right.
round.
Right, and by
Minnesota's
the way,
a problem
if
too.
They'd have followed my Minnesota's plan, tank the first play-in game, they'd have beat OKC.
I want to talk about this today. Mason, and I was one of the people mocking him. I said, you're a wuss. You're a chicken.
Yeah.
You're messing with the basketball gods. Blah, 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 blah. I was strongly in the camp of Darvin Ham insane asylum camp. That was me.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we've seen it play out.
Sure.
Yeah. Didn't make sense,
wasn't
didn't it?
Mason kind of right?
Yeah. No, completely right. Don't qualify
you,
that.
You know
completely
how many people
right.
on my side will never admit.
Well,
you're
of course,
right.
you can't
of course.
Lose a game.
Why won't they admit it?
You can't lose a game on purpose.
Here's why.
Why not?
Here's why you can't.
Are you really sending out LeBron James and Anthony Davis a game?
No,
against
no, not necessarily. You don't send out Anthony Davis.
Game,
he was dealing
the
with injury.
Mess with you.
That is on purpose.
I don't believe that. I don't believe in that.
I'm just saying. Mason said, "Why do you want to play Denver in the first round and lose in four or five games?" And that's exactly what happened. All right, so now
I believe I was the one that had him in five games.
Is he,
out.
Now,
I had him at
now
him at
is
six.
Mason in belong in an insane asylum? Now is he?
Well,
is
yes,
he talking
for maybe for
nonsense?
Different
yeah,
reasons.
No, I no. think I was right. I think I was dead
been,
right, dead
think
cold
you
right.
Have been proven to be.
Thank you, thank you.
I don't think you could it have worked out differently. Perhaps you can't lay down. It's
I'm
bad for karma. It's bad for.
I
the
agree
league.
With all that, but
it's
here, but what's the bottom line? Mason said, if you do what you're about to do, you're out in four or five, and now we're
give
out
me,
in five.
Hey, real quick, give me a little preview. How much does Morales hate LeBron James?
Oh, he's a Laker fan now. Did you not hear?
No, is he a Laker fan now? Wait a minute, but that's different. Is he a LeBron fan?
He's coming. No, he's coming.
He's saying
in.
Yes. He's,
doing,
a LeBron
he's doing
fan.
Live imaging Tuesday.
Oh,
with us.
Okay.
He's a,
well,
he
we'll
is
find
a
out
Laker
then.
Fan. What was he not going to do it?
Fan.
Was it up to? Was it there an option?
Well, remember, I tried to get him thrown off our show.
Tried.
You lost that.
Yeah, lost that battle. Lost that battle.
So he'll be joining us next.
Better luck next.
By the way, coming up tomorrow on Travis, more of this.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a lot more
probably
of this.
Probably a lot more of this. Super Crosstalk.
For the next couple months.
Super Crosstalk's brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8. SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Here we go.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
123.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday afternoon, a live imaging Tuesday.
It's a sad Tuesday.
It's a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday.
Oh, the end is near.
No, it's, I am the now end is awake. Already here.
The end's I'll here. Change it to the end is here.
Yes.
But it's just the beginning for me, a new Lakers fan. I
became
what is this all about?
What
I became a Lakers fan last night.
Why were you not a Lakers fan before this?
Well, I grew up
this?
Singing I Want to Be Like Mike.
He's a Bulls fan.
I got into the Lakers when Phil came because it was a nice segue from the end of the Bulls
right
into Shaq and Kobe and Phil.
Sure. So now this is, you're jumping on the bandwagon as the bandwagon loses
because
its tires.
I saw how much passion a young Austin Reeves put in. I saw the king show why he was the king. Now, maybe he needed an extra
this
minute
is
of gas.
A weird take.
But
for
he
you.
Fought.
This
he fought like you could never. And AD, who went down with a massive shoulder injury, fought back and played defense at a level that is.
Yeah. Unparalleled.
MVP like.
Yes.
DPOY like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is why I am a Lakers fan. And that is why I'm disgusted today. Not because of the loss last night, because they gave it their all.
They did. It was a great, great fight down the stretch.
That coach decided, hey, do I lose a timeout when I desperately will need one, or do I challenge this?
Right.
By the way, we need to change that rule.
Yeah.
If the challenge is right, you shouldn't lose the timeout.
It's not why they lost the game, but we should change that rule.
But I'm upset as a new Lakers fan.
Yeah.
Diehard Lakers fan.
Yeah, diehard.
That for years to come, the carnival continues. And let us begin the biggest show on the radio, Mason in Ireland, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
So it's all over. Ended last night.
Don't you feel good that it's all over? You can let it go. Like this great scene from the movie Drive.
Yeah.
When your friend Bryan Cranston gets sliced
and by Albert Brooks.
And Albert Brooks says it's all over now.
Yeah.
The worst is over.
He does it nice and easy.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy, yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah. They fought last night. It was a great game down the stretch. It was a great fourth quarter, and they were swinging. And ultimately, like the rest of this series, Denver just knows how to close basketball games.
Great final call by John Ireland yet again. I don't know if we have it ready.
No, do we have John's call?
For the second time in a couple of weeks, this is going to be a therapy day for me.
Yeah.
I'll just talk off the top of my head.
Cool.
It's hard for me. When the season ends and it appears, it hasn't happened and I don't know anything, but there appears, do you guys both agree there's probably going to be a coaching change?
No question.
I mean, the news was out 11 minutes after the...
That's where I was going.
I mean, everybody was ready.
It was complete long-form pieces. I sent you two of them, Mace.
All of a sudden, they were ready. They were pre-written, Mace.
A four-minute Dave McMinnon video was ready.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
I sent those to you. From the plane before we left
the ground
in Denver.
Guys had their stories teed up and ready to go.
Right, which makes me think, normally, good reporters, and obviously McMenamin's a great reporter, Shams is a great reporter, normally one of their main sources is agents.
Right.
So when you read a piece like that, you see like who's disgruntled, you figure out who their agent is, that way you can kind of figure out where that narrative's coming from. But those guys are all, again, really solid reporters, and they'll go to the Lakers for comment. And the fact that there was no pushback makes me think that there probably are changes coming. And here's why that's really hard for me. Michael and I have the greatest jobs in the world. It is an absolute privilege to do those games. And the Lakers are great, and they treat us great. When I started, my first year of traveling was in 2002. Our traveling party had 28 people.
Mm.
Now we have 70.
Wow.
And when you change a coach, and you get to know these people, and you become friends with them, and you know, and you know, you build relationships, and I know all the coaches on Darvin's staff, I know the trainers, I know everybody. When you change the coach, all those positions become tenable,
right?
And you have to say goodbye to your friends, and so part of me is trying to be respectful of that. I don't want to be jumping up and down saying, you know, hey, get them out of here, you know, yesterday, blah blah blah, because these guys work really hard and they're really good people. But having said that. when I saw those two long form pieces, I came to the conclusion, this is happening, don't you think?
Yeah, no question it's happening. No question it's happening. Yeah, it's weird. It was a game two. He finished with two timeouts in his pocket and didn't use his review.
And a challenge, yeah.
And a challenge.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are just things that indicate that he's not going to be here. And I honestly, I think everybody is on the block except LeBron and AD. I think
every year.
New
yeah.
coach, yeah. LeBron and AD, right. not on the block. Everybody else is.
So, Greg, here's a question for you. And I mean, I know we goof on each other and go back and forth on this, but I'm being sincere when I ask you this. I always quote that line in Billy Joel's song, The Piano Man, where he says, he's talking about the manager, and he says, he knows that it's me that they're coming to see. That's LeBron and AD. LeBron in particular gets high advertising rates on television, allows us to sell radio packages, allows the Lakers to charge more for season tickets than any team in the league, and he keeps the Lakers competitive and entertaining. And for all of those reasons, and he's playing at an all-NBA level, I can't for the life of me figure out why you want him gone.
But you think that's it's only because it's LeBron James? You don't think it's the Lakers? It's the purple and gold? That's what sells those things. We are Laker fans.
So honestly believe if you take LeBron off the board and then get the next young guy up and come, you want to rebuild with young guys, and you put Max Christie in that slot?
Well, it's not going to be Max Christie.
But, I mean,
anybody you want.
Young guy.
Sure, there will be somebody else that goes there. I just don't believe that just because we sell things only because of LeBron James.
It's not only because, but he's the... I know that it's me they're coming to see. People are coming to see LeBron.
There is a relevance that goes along with having LeBron James on your roster.
We pay the Lakers...
You're getting to a different place than I want to go to.
Okay, well, we pay the Lakers a rights fee. The Clippers pay to have their games on the air.
Right.
Okay? The reason
it's
is...
It's not because of LeBron
They don't
James.
Have LeBron and AD. I mean, LeBron and AD are the reason that the Lakers are good.
But you're
the,
not mentioning... Because I think you're selling them short a little bit.
I mean, frankly,
bit.
We paid more when they weren't good.
Yeah, you're selling them short a little bit because I still believe... It's not just competitive. I believe there are players out there that can turn this into a championship contender. Not just
but
not
with
just
LeBron
competitive,
and AD, right?
With LeBron and AD. Yeah, with see, LeBron and AD.
If Greg had his way, it would be just AD.
Just AD,
yeah.
right.
So, I'm
which
saying,
you guys mentioned yesterday, you don't think that could even happen. Let's
well,
just that
we
AD,
think,
would
think AD,
we think
demand
AD
would demand out, but we don't know that.
Yeah.
So,
but you would think Rich Paul would pull that trigger.
Right. The issue is, Greg, if you're competitive and entertaining and you're selling out all your games and you're charging top dollar and your fans love watching them play, why do we run that guy out of town?
It's not running him out of town. That's what the whole thing is. He has an opt-out clause. It's very
correct.
Much what it is.
He's going to opt out.
And
yeah,
he's going to opt out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's going to opt out. I'm saying let's just not do it again. Like, if he opts in, cool, great, let's go a whole another year. I'm all for it. But if he opts out, then he can just move on. I understand.
And then
we're
what does
have,
our team look like?
It's AD because you can't trade him unless he has to ask for the trade first, and then somebody actually has to take him, and you have to figure out what that package all looks like. It's a much bigger deal than just
so
saying,
how do you replace his 25 points, you will seven always boards,
replace that.
Eight
you
assists?
Will
how do you replace,
replace
that?
That? You will always, always replace that. In this league, everybody scores 110 points per game, period.
The
every
part you
team.
Can't replace, and this is my whole thing today,
yeah,
is what John says. And it rained through my head last night and this morning. I was thinking of Johnny I getting ready today, which is star effing driven town.
Yeah.
You can't replace that part. So you have two decisions now. Three if you go to the whole
star
ABC
trip. Star effing driven town.
You rebuild
yep.
to win a championship in 5 years, potentially.
Which
now,
I don't think the marketplace would put
and
up
And by
with.
The way, with it could take more than 5 years.
It could. Or you sign up for more of the LeBron show.
Yes.
And most likely, still don't win a championship. But you have one of the greatest players of all time, one of the 10 best players in the league, potentially his son, which there's that storyline.
Yep.
It'll be a distraction. You have AD, and you have the star. You have all the attention still, and potentially a third player. Maybe it's a Trae Young. Maybe it's somebody like that. Just to say, it just matters what you want. From a business standpoint, John is absolutely correct.
Correct.
If you're on Greg's side, I don't think that that's incorrect either.
No, I mean,
it's just which way do you want to go?
It's a take. I mean, I personally believe, I'm not willing to concede that LeBron can't win another title. I'm not willing to concede that.
It depends who they put him with.
He is too good a player. And the supporting cast is going to completely change. There will be a third star. We don't necessarily know who that's going to be right now. But you never know. You find lightning in a bottle, and you all of a sudden are a playoff contender, a championship contender.
But why can you ask me who am I replacing with, but you can't tell me who that third star is?
It's
the same type of question.
But we don't know.
I use this analogy in Supercross talk. Last year, we didn't know, nobody knew, that Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday were going to become available. Boston grabbed them both.
It works both ways then. We don't know who's going to would come in to replace that those numbers that you're talking about.
Right.
We don't
but
see
you
the whole board.
That people will
we
come
don't
to play with LeBron when he leaves.
People will always come to play with the Lakers. I fully believe that.
Wait, what? Who came to play with the Lakers right before LeBron got here?
They were building. They were actually making, they're drafting their picks,
right.
And then they use those to bring other guys in. And that's
used them to trade for AD.
Yeah,
people always come to play for the Lakers. That's why LeBron came here.
Russell Westbrook came, and that was great.
That's fantastic. Trae Young is going to be the name now.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know, there's always going to be someone.
What about one of them Phoenix guys? What about Bradley Beal? What about KD?
That was amazing. Bill was
by
great.
By the way,
So you want a guy who got swept and the next day was laughing
together.
In the press conference.
By the way, this is the amazing thing. You think you put three guys together, it's going to be automatic. Those three guys, when they were on the floor together in the series against Minnesota, minus 51. They were terrible.
Horrific.
Together. Terrible together.
Let me tell you something to keep an eye on. All these all-NBA guys are all going to be together in Paris in 2 months.
Oh, that's right. They're going to be wangling
the
deal.
Last time that happened was the birth of the Heatles.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and LeBron were all on the Olympic team, and they said, let's go all play together. LeBron and AD are going to be on the team together with all these guys.
Yep.
You know what the Heatles had that they won't have this time?
Mm.
Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra.
Right, but
they won't.
Here's the thing. If you're in Phoenix, you got to make changes,
right? Of course you do, yeah.
Who's the guy that's going to get you the most if you trade him?
KD?
No.
Devin Booker. I don't think they'll trade Devin Booker.
I do.
I don't.
I don't know.
They would trade Devin. You don't trade the young guy if you've got a big three.
What if he asks out?
Well, then maybe you have no choice. But if I'm Phoenix, that's the last guy I want to trade.
He's also the guy who can get you the most.
Sure he is. But I mean,
saying, these are all, Greg said, we don't know who it is.
Right.
These are all things that could happen.
Yeah.
By the way, Devin Booker on the Olympic team.
Hanging out
with those guys.
There you go.
They're going to be in his ear every day.
Sure.
The Knicks are going to be in his ear. The other guys are going to be in his ear. Let's see what happens.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to continue to dig into this game, including what Brian Windhorst said this morning about LeBron's options. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Did you know it can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? That's almost 2.5 months. And if you're hiring for a growing business, you don't have that kind of time. So if you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter. Right now, you can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Got a text the other day from Ian Siegel, the guy who invented ZipRecruiter. The way Ian puts it is simple. They don't leave anything to chance. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Go to that exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
If you need to feel better today.
Yeah.
The next 3 hours are going to be yacht rock therapy.
Nice.
Like a little ambrosia. On a live Imaging Tuesday, presented by Kia of downtown LA on Mason in Ireland. This is a Michelob Ultra Reaction Tuesday. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it, sucka. So, what I want to ask you, Mace.
Yes, me. Ask me. Go.
From a performance standpoint.
Yes.
given the history of LeBron and AD with the Lakers, mm-hmm. injuries, etc.
Championship. Don't forget about the championship.
You couldn't have asked for a better season in that they both stayed healthy. Now, LeBron or AD at the end of the year had the headache, the nausea, had the shoulder injury.
Last night. Yeah,
it was pretty bad. But you
sound questioning of the shoulder injury.
No, it was. Listen, when you bump into somebody like that,
he got a stinger.
It was a stinger.
Yeah,
yeah. And it just went numb, and it didn't come back. The only thing that I would have done differently
Mace on a Thursday night.
I would have taken him out while he was trying to get feeling back in the shoulder.
Thursday night.
I thought he was ineffective, and they were playing
nights.
5-on-4. But what I want to say
is, what you want to say to me?
So
go ahead, Morales.
Do you believe that the next two seasons, potentially three seasons,
yep.
with LeBron? And AD,
yep.
they are going to remain that kind of health. So if AD misses 20 games next season, John.
Right.
Okay.
They're done, right?
No. No, they're not.
If LeBron misses 20 games next season.
No, they're okay.
They're okay.
Yeah, they're okay.
I mean, do they get into the playoffs?
It depends.
Are they healthy
and by the way,
playoffs?
It depends who the third star is.
Ah, the third star.
Oh, wait, why are you so suspicious or...
How has it worked so far, the third star?
Well, it has worked. It didn't work in Phoenix, but it has worked.
It didn't work with the Lakers. That 2020 team was not about a third star, was it, John?
No, but teams with three stars dominated the finals for the whole last decade. I mean, Warriors and Heat were in the finals the whole time.
We're talking about LeBron and AD and a third star.
Right, but they didn't have a third star. Like, the Warriors had Draymond, Klay, and Steph, and then for a while they had Durant.
Yeah.
And then the Heat had Bosh, Wade, and I mean, if you get the right three, as we saw in Phoenix, Beal, Booker, and Durant don't work together.
No, not at all.
But if you get the right guy, it'd probably have to be a scoring guard.
Yeah.
To go with LeBron and AD, and then you're, you know, like, imagine if Jamal Murray was on our team, that'd be a completely different series.
Sure. The only three-star that worked was the Heatles, right? That was because of Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Chris Bosh.
You're forgetting about the history of the NBA.
The Warriors don't count because they were drafted. They were drafted all together. They created a team that was brought in from other places to create a big three.
Okay.
That was the last one that's worked. They worked also because they were in their mid to late 20s and early 30s. They were very young and at the peak of their powers. That's why that worked. And they also only worked 2 out of the 4 years.
Right, but this thing with three stars doesn't work. I mean, go back to the start of the century. I mean, Parker, Duncan, Ginobili.
They were all drafted together.
But it doesn't matter.
But what does that matter?
What is your point that three stars work or they don't work?
No, they can work, but you have to build them up and they grow together.
That's his point.
We're trying to bring in somebody to come into a 40-year-old
right.
LeBron. That's different. You can't compare him to their other ones.
So why did Ray Allen, Garnett, and Pierce work?
They were all so young.
They're in their 30s.
The lower 30s.
Right.
LeBron is 40.
But he's playing like an all-NBA player.
Yeah, his production is high.
Yeah, it's right now. And to Chris's point, if you get both of them not playing 10 to 20 games, both of them not playing 20 games this year, next year, that's not going to happen. I don't care who your third star is. You're not making the playoffs with both guys missing 20 games.
I don't agree. It depends who the third guy is. By the way, there's going to be a third guy.
You think a third guy is going to carry the entire team to
Absolutely.
The playoffs?
For example, I think Donovan
Mitchell can carry a team through an absence by LeBron James or AD.
Against the West.
Yes.
He can do it by himself.
Donovan Mitchell's fantastic regardless of conference.
What role players do you have? Because you're going to have to get rid of a lot of them.
Most of them.
So where are those people coming from?
All of them. Everybody but LeBron and AD.
Get rid of Austin Reeves.
If you want a third player, you're going to have to move
Austin
Reeves.
What happens if that third
Reeves.
Player gets hurt?
These hypotheticals.
Oh, by the way, Donovan Mitchell is getting blown out.
I'm saying they get a third player. You're saying
this is the first year AD hasn't been hurt.
A player and get hurt. I mean,
by the way, that's not true either.
Was the other year he didn't get hurt?
He had 67 games last year. And by the way, there was a time in February, Chris, where somebody, you know, one of these guys on the internet, went back and said for the last 365 days. So this was in February, right on the All-Star break. He pointed out that Anthony Davis had played more minutes than anybody in the NBA, like February 15th to February 15th. This narrative that AD misses a ton of games was 2 years ago. He's been good the last 2 years with playing.
By the way, Magic Johnson, did you see Magic Johnson's very timely tweet?
Right, before you read it, do you think it's AI?
I don't think that one is.
This is just wrong.
Right.
Says
flat out.
The Lakers have nobody but themselves to blame. They wouldn't have been in the play-in game or finished as a 7th seed if they hadn't lost too many games because of load management. They did not load manage this year.
No.
LeBron and AD played as many games as they possibly could. There was no load management, so I'm not sure.
What if Magic drafted Jason Tatum instead of Lonzo Ball? I mean, just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Good question.
Well, how about Philadelphia that year had the number one pick, right, and they took Markelle Fultz.
By the way,
was the third pick in that draft.
If you drafted Jason Tatum, most likely he's being traded to New Orleans for Anthony Davis.
We'd find out. We'd
I would say it's almost a lock.
He would have been traded to New Orleans, so he would not be here right now.
Well, Mace would have agreed with Brandon Ingram.
Yes, exactly.
Mace would have been all for that.
All for which?
Trading Jason Tatum for AD.
Well, no, you would have to do it. Because you were
well, they did it with Brandon Ingram.
You do it because of AD.
I don't think you compare Brandon Ingram and Jason Tatum, though. Can you?
Well, you at the time, maybe. Obviously, Jason Tatum has gotten a lot better.
I like Mace's move. Trade it all. Blow it all up.
Trade it all. Blow it up. Except for LeBron and AD. I want a new coach. I want a new supporting cast. I want all my stuff, and I want it now.
I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Yeah. And you're going to get Bronny James too.
And Bronny with the 55th pick. All right. If you are a motorcyclist, you love the freedom of beating traffic and splitting lanes and making the rest of us jealous because you're going to be home way faster than we are. Now, there is, of course, a huge risk when riding a motorcycle. All it takes is one dumbass to be distracted and not see you. Obviously, motorcycle accidents, usually more serious than a regular accident. Call Jacob immediately after a motorcycle accident. He's been doing this for 25 years helping motorcyclists. He knows your rights. He can get you the medical care you need without waiting. So if you or a friend or a loved one have been injured in a motorcycle accident, call Jacob. Let him help you get back on the bike and once again be king of the road. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob and tell him Mason and Sedano both sent you from 710 ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about the Southern California Toyota dealers. For as lucky as I've been to work with the Lakers for as long as I have, Toyota's been with them for 48 years. Why? Because year after year, Toyota delivers quality, reliability, and simply the best vehicles on the road. Right now, brand new inventory is waiting for you. Choose from an amazing selection of cars, trucks, crossovers, SUVs, and EVs. Great deals are waiting for you now. All you got to do is see your Southern California Toyota dealers or visit Toyota.com. Toyota, we make it easy.
I do want to make it with you. 9 minutes in front of 2 o'clock on a live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah. Sad day. Sad day.
Is it sad?
It is sad.
But a new day has begun. There's a new vision. You have one. Blow it all up.
Blow it all up. Let's go. Tick, tick, boom.
I'm going to tell you about the Mandy's 3 voting page in just a few minutes.
Oh, is there really a voting page?
But first,
up now?
It is time for Wheel of Questions. Producer Brian Cohen, spin that wheel, sucker.
Oh, okay. This is left over from the draft. This is good.
Good.
Now, Mace, you mentioned Spencer Rattler on Friday's show.
Yes. I thought maybe the Rams might grab him late as a developmental quarterback.
So there were 12 quarterbacks taken, or 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks.
Yep.
The 7th quarterback lasted until pick 150.
Yeah.
And that was Spencer Rattler, even though a lot of people thought he had first-round talent. Ian Rappaport on the NFL Network gave a reason as to why Rattler dropped so fast in the draft. Listen to the reason.
But I want to make something in addition to this. And this is kind of weird to say, honestly. Spencer Rattler did a reality show in high school. It's called QB1 Beyond the Lights. It did not make him look great. And it is unbelievable how many different teams mentioned to me the image of him in that show and how they can't get it out of their heads, which I think would be a public service announcement to all 17-year-olds. But it is fascinating his teams weigh whether or not to draft him.
Okay, so Spencer Rattler came off as a jackass on this QB1 reality show when he was a senior in high school. If you guys were drafting and you needed a quarterback, would that influence your decision? A Greg, a reality show when he was 17, 5 years ago, and he came off like a jerk?
Not so much that he came off like a jerk, more so that he even went on a reality show back then. I think that's just more of like a me attitude. I don't know. I don't really like it, but no, I don't think
so. Let me just add a little bit to the show. Yeah. So it was directed by Peter Berg, who's okay. a really
who
good
did
director.
Friday Night Lights. Yep.
It included Jake Fromm from Georgia, Justin Fields from Ohio State, Sam Hartman, who had committed to Wake Forest at the time.
Went on to play for Notre Dame.
Bryce Young. Anthony Richardson. It was like, it was not just like some show. It was like a legitimate show.
Wasn't like a dating show then.
No, it was not. It was let's follow the development of these quarterbacks as they go along.
I do not.
Brian,
think
what do you think?
It
would it weigh into your decision if he came off like a jackass on a reality show?
I think it would, just a little bit, because you're getting to know the character of the guy. And like you listed off some of the other guys that were drafted in the first round, and none of these guys had per se character issues from the show.
It's true.
But yeah, are you? I guess
I haven't seen the show, so I can't say.
Yeah,
but
I haven't seen it either.
But if I see that kid being a douche, then I'm probably not going to draft him.
All right. So, Chris, I think if somebody went back and
really?
Pulled...
We're saying that word now?
Oh, why not?
Are we?
I don't know. It's fine from an FCC standpoint.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, there you
go. If they went back and got 17-year-old Chris Morales and 17-year-old John Ireland put us on a reality show and judged us based on that, I think we'd both be hosed.
Well, there'd be a lot of blondes around us, I think.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, everybody's an idiot when they're 17.
Yeah, I'd have to see the show to know exactly.
What were you doing at 17? I went back and watched a couple of clips of him. He comes up, he's just kind of a know-it-all, and he's that guy that's like getting on everybody.
But isn't that who he is then? Like, don't you believe who you are is who you are? Nobody ever really changes.
No,
you think people do change?
From 17 to 23,
see, I
change more.
You are who you are.
No,
totally disagree.
If you're
me too.
If you're selfish at 17, you're a selfish person. If
you haven't lived any life yet, you know
that's absolutely
Mace.
False.
Were you selfish at 17?
No, I was not.
By the way, you're a good example of this.
I was very selfless.
You were a jackass when you were younger. You've admitted it. You used to yell at people and act like a jerk, and now you don't do any of that.
Hmm.
You've completely changed.
Hmm.
You're the best.
I changed my position completely. You're absolutely right.
Radio Michael fan, he just, look what he did. Just folded to John Ireland.
Well, no,
Mason refolded to John Ireland.
Point. He made
I understand,
point.
But that's the whole thing.
Look,
Radio Michael fan makes you fold.
Here's the thing.
If I'm wrong,
I will admit it.
Okay, I'm going to pull a left turn on you guys.
Okay,
that's fine.
Mason, you got me in almost... like super embarrassing trouble last night.
What? How did I do it?
What'd you do, man?
By no fault of your own.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. So, and this is a public service announcement.
Okay.
You guys, especially people like Morales and I that are radio fans, you have to go listen to the Culture Pop podcast with Phil Hendry. Mace and Sue Kalinske interview Phil Hendry. So for people who don't listen regularly, Phil Hendry is a radio god to Mason and I.
He is amazing.
He is, and I don't know how you talked him into doing it, but he spent an hour with you and Sue, and you guys were great. So Lakers lose.
Yeah.
And it's very somber.
Right.
On the bus,
sure.
On the plane. I got like Rob Plinka sitting right next to me. I'm like, this is going to be a very quiet flight.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my headphones on. I'm going to not make any... I'm just going to sit in the corner in the dark, and everybody is alone with their thoughts.
You're right.
There was no parties on the plane last night.
Sure.
So the flight starts. We're getting the air. I put on the Culture Pop podcast, and I'm eating and drinking, and Phil starts telling you guys a story about... For people who don't know, Phil Hendry would make up characters on the radio, and he was the whole show. So he was all the voices you would hear were him. He was the host. He was the caller. He was often the guest. And it was his way to rope other callers. He would take absurd positions.
Yes, ridiculous positions. Crazy, offensive positions.
People would call in. So I'm sitting there. I'm eating. I take a big swig of iced tea. And Sue asked him about something. He said, like, hey, Phil, like, did a caller ever get so mad at you that the show got off the rails? And Phil goes, well, one time I was, you know, I'm making some absurd position, like we should all be allowed to drive 100 miles an hour on the freeway. And some guy calls and says, this is irresponsible. My daughter was in a car accident. And Phil goes,
Was she hot? Hot piece of ass?
I do exactly what you just did. I start laughing so hard.
Yeah, but he says, yeah, but was she hot?
Was she hot? Was she a piece of ass? And I do exactly what you did. And I did a spit take.
Oh, it's
and,
so funny.
And like, thank God nobody saw me.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, the season has ended. People might be losing their jobs. It's like, and then Phil goes, hot piece of ass. But this is my long way of saying, go listen to your
podcast. Yes.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite culture pop.
Thanks, man.
You ever did, and it's out now.
Yeah, it's Apple, Spotify, YouTube channel. You can actually see Phil shift in and out of voices, which is kind of cool.
So great.
By the way, he is great.
That thanks, man, you just gave him, that wasn't very sincere.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was very
sincere.
We're
pulling that tape. That's like the fake bad guy Macy just, hey, thanks, man. Like, blew him off. Why not say, hey, thanks, John?
I completely disagree.
John.
No.
Thanks,
I
man.
Thought that was a, that was very...
That wasn't
you
sincere.
Were
thanks,
humbly
man.
Saying thank
yeah.
you for no, mentioning
thanks,
my
man.
Podcast.
I don't no, like that. John would have done a much better job of saying
you're
thank you.
You're a bad guy.
I am a bad
you
guy.
You are a bad guy.
By
you're
the way,
very bad. And you're posing as a Lakers fan today. I know
I'm
the
not.
Truth. Oh, you're posing.
No.
You're a poser.
No, Chris, we welcome you to the Lakers fan.
I will be there
yeah,
next season.
Yeah, you're faking it today.
You don't think that I could stay for more Lakers games till the end than you?
Well, no, you definitely can.
One would win that
you. Definitely can. One just roots harder.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next for you, a 2 o'clock call of the day. Now, today's a good day for a 2 o'clock call.
Yeah, we may take more than one if you guys are any good.
877-710-ESPN. We all saw it. The Lakers lose to Denver in the playoffs again. It was a slugfest last night. Went down to the wire, but they ultimately lost at the end the way they have to Denver in the last 8 games in the playoffs. We will get some of your calls in next. By the way, one of the questions... LeBron opts out. What are you doing? 877-710-ESPN. Do you re-sign him? All right. Experience the thrill of the world's largest poker room right in the heart of Los Angeles. World Series of Poker is coming to Commerce Casino and Hotel May 10th through the 24th. People like world champion Daniel Negreanu are pumped about WSOP being at Commerce, hyping the place up on his socials. Take in the first WSOP event outside of Vegas in 2024. Visit CommerceCasino.com for more details. Take a seat. Get right into the action. One tournament can change your life. I get to play in the WSOP event, which I'm unbelievable. I'm sure I'm going to get that bracelet. Come play your game. Check out a show. Win big. Commerce Casino and Hotel, the official home for Mandy's 3, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.